Big 102.1, Acadiana's home of hour-long commercial-free playlists. It is the Big Morning Show with Fast and Renee.
And later on this morning, we're going to play Google Me This for Mandez's. We'll do that about 7:51-ish this morning. Right now, though, we've got a very special guest joining us now from Vitalant. It is Mitzi Bro. Good morning, Mitzi.
Hey, good morning.
I have a question. I'm looking here now. We're getting toward the end of the year. We're getting back to school.
Yay!
Is it possible?
The end of the year.
I know, right? Is it possible we're going to get back to normal with blood drives and blood donations? Or how far behind the eight ball are we?
Oh, gosh, I wish so. But no, it doesn't look like it anytime soon. A couple of reasons that we can't conduct our mobile blood drives like we typically do. We can only have two people on one bus at a time, so it's making it very difficult to do those mobile blood drives. And then with our schools not going back at the same capacity, you know, with virtual learning and, you know, kids only going during certain times, it has made blood drives at our schools very, very difficult and in most cases completely impossible. And we collect about 30% of Acadiana's blood supply at our schools. And 70% of our blood supply is collected on the mobile operation at large. So we collect most of our blood on those mobiles. So it has just made it very difficult to collect the blood that we're needed because we're relying on our donation site.
So I guess the bottom line is perhaps we need to go outside of the usual donors and get people maybe who've never thought of blood donations before. What exactly can we do to make sure that we have an adequate blood supply, Mitzi?
So we have a donation center in Lafayette at 1503 Bertrand Drive. That is the easiest place to give blood right now. It's a very safe environment. We have lots of safety precautions in place. We're requiring masks for our donors and our staff. We check your temperature at the door. We're practicing social distancing. And, of course, we're asking that if you're not feeling well or if you're around anyone who's not feeling well, just to please not to come. But other than that, if you have a space, a room that is large enough and has access to restrooms and running water, and you're interested in hosting a blood drive and letting us use that room to host the blood drive, please give us a call at 235-LIFE, and that may be a great opportunity for us to have a mobile blood drive set up in a room where we can practice social distancing and give someone the opportunity to give blood in their area where they live.
What a great idea, great opportunity to involve more of the community. 235-LIFE is that number, of course. Vitalant.org is how you can find out about all of it. Mitzi, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you so much for having me.